Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano and welcome to Harp and Boo, sharing the best opinions from social media on Leinster and Ireland rugby. This is episode 38, which I've titled McLaughlin All Over the World. This weekend's opponents of the Boys in Blue are Irone in the Magners League, with kickoff at the Stadio Luigi Zaffanella on Saturday at 1:30 PM Irish time, with absolutely no live TV coverage to speak of. Well, first up, I want to say hi to Noel and Ken, who sit with me at the grandstand at the RDS, and they're flying to Viadana as I speak, so enjoy the trip, you lucky sods, and bring back a picture or two for the blog. Next up, I want to talk about the halftime quiz, which is called You Can Win Them All. If you go to the blog, you'll see at the sidebar a link to the game's homepage, so read up on it there, but it's easy enough. Halftime in the game, there's a question asked on Twitter and Facebook. You just answer it as fast as you can, and you try to get on the leaderboard, but it's all explained on the page there, so check that out. Now, no further ado, let's get into this week's open side topic, which is, what are your thoughts on the RTE TG Cahir Magners League coverage this season? First up, we've got Darren Bayliss on Facebook, who says, brutal. Not exactly sitting on the fence there, are you, Darren? Thanks for that. Next up, we've Damien Scott, who says, haven't seen much since I have a season ticket, but from the away games that I've seen, it has been pretty decent. I'm not a big Irish speaker, but I've enjoyed the TG Cahir commentary. Thanks, Damien. Michal Hengisa says, George Hamilton is the worst commentator going, but in general, I'm just glad the matches are on TV. This week's snafu is nothing to do with RTE. You're absolutely right, Michal. I wasn't implying it was RTE's fault. I know the Italian company went belly up, but I just saw it as an excuse to debate the issue. Adrian Cassidy, who's an Ulster fan, says, punditry not great, commentary very poor. They don't even notice yellow cards. However, it's been great having live rugby to watch most Friday and Saturday nights when not at Ravenhill, and usually a better standard than the Aviva Premiership. I hope it's here to stay. What Adrian means there is the 10 minutes last Saturday night when Sean O'Brien was in the sin bin and nobody, not even Mark McDermott in his little bunker sitting in front of a gajillion monitors, noticed he was gone. That was a bad show for the national broadcaster in my book. Next we have Kieran Kelly, who says he's glad it's free to view, apart from the TV license fee. George Hamilton is crap. He'd even prefer Ryle Nugent, though both are as bad as each other. Hook and Co. are controversial and entertaining. They call it as they see it, which leads to good Twitter debate. Thanks, Kieran. Next, we have a special comment from Kian O'Muir, and he says this. To Hahan Shea Gamor Lum Revehinaun Ave Ekbrehnu Eron Rugby As Gaelge. Agus Neil Shersha Hook Diawalta Ertigi Kaharak and Erit, Pointy Bresha. Well, Shinega Hunta Kian Gramila Mahagut, Ak will say Kurt and Anam Dia Walta occur or Shurshivyukt. Bader. Now, Taisigam Nakwil Makupa Fako Anawa, Agus Tabronurum, Ak no Jane Jarmut, Is Merikanak Misha, Agus Des Bishop Pog Mahone. Now, if you have no idea what I just said, what you need to do is rewind the podcast, and while it's playing, press the red button. Just any red button. I mean, it won't translate it for you. It'll just give you something to do while you're listening. Now, next, we go to Twitter, and we've got Joanne R.B. Rugby, and she says, RTE coverage is always good, but TG Cahir is terrible. They should take a leaf out of the Sean O'Pedwar Cymru book and give a choice of commentary. That's a good point, Joanne. Thanks for that. And finally, we've got Connor Hanley, who I think sums it up perfectly for everyone, and I agree with this. He says, RTE equals terrible commentary. TG Cahir equals can't understand the commentary, but it is handy having more matches televised. Well said, Connor. Thank you for that. The one last thing I want to say on this, and I've said it before on the blog, if you go to the Leinster site, you'll find there's three radio stations who call themselves sponsors of Leinster Rugby. If that's the case, in my book, there's no excuse for not having live radio commentary on every match at the very least. That's my view there, okay? Well, thanks to everyone for chipping in. And thanks, as always, to my followers on Facebook. We've added 14 this week. We're now up to 242. And same to Twitter followers. You've added 19 in the past week. We're now at 1419. Thanks to everyone there. If you want to check out my preview article for the Irish provinces, it's on Sports News Ireland. There's a link to it on the blog. But my final score prediction, I think it could be close coming towards the end, but we've enough to end up on top. Irone 20, Leinster 26. So that's that. Nothing more to say, but have a happy Easter. Enjoy your rugby this weekend. And always remember, stay in touch, never pause, always engage. Come on, the Leinster.